Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know him, you love him. He has covered the Guardians, Indians, Major League Baseball, so many other things over the years. He has always been, and I will say this till I'm blue in the face, a great read, not just a good read, a great read. And he is from the Chronicle-Telegram. His name is Chris Ossenheimer. Ossie!
What's happening, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hello, Chris.
Is that my music? Do I, have intro music?
It is now.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you come on, we play Public Enemy by the time I get to Arizona. Come now.
It
gives me an excuse to play Public Enemy, Ossie.
I'm honored.
You have made it, my friend. You have your own walk-up music on our show. Congratulations.
That's awesome. Seriously. All right.
You ready for tomorrow? Are they ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, who cares about Ossie? Are they ready?
Yeah. I guess. I mean, they better be, you know. It's kind of cool that they're starting in Oakland for vote. So there'll be some inspiration. And it's the, first series of the season. I don't think the Guardians are necessarily a postseason contender, but I think the division is weak enough that I think you can say three or four teams could win that division. Of course, the Royals don't ever get in the conversation, but there is reason to be excited. Baseball's starting, and it's not like they're going into the season with no chance. I mean, they certainly could pull what they did 2 years ago. And they have enough to win the division. That I just don't know that they have enough to do anything once they get to the postseason.
All right, so riddle me this one. MLB.com polled a bunch of folks who work for them, and they didn't have our team winning the division nor getting a vote for the wild card. How can the Guardians win the division, Chris? What would have to go into that? And, we can all think rotation and everything else, but what would have to go right for that to happen?
Well, Shane Bieber has to become Shane Bieber again. Last two seasons have been subpar by his standards. I know that they haven't been bad, but he hasn't had the velocity, and it appears that he's got that back this spring. They need a monster season from Jose Ramirez, and they need big years from Josh Naylor, which they got last year, and Andre Jimenez, but they didn't get that from him last year. they needed a lot, Jeff. I mean, the rotation, if it stays healthy, but I mean, Tristan McKenzie has not been able to stay healthy. He looks like a one or two starter when he is. But that hasn't been the case. Now you got Gavin Williams dealing with an injury. That's not a good thing. And you hope Tanner Bibee continues to progress. And that's even before you get to the bullpen, which there's going to be a lot of new faces there this year. And Class A wasn't as dominant as he was the season before. So, yeah, you need everything to happen, I guess.
Chris, how surprised were you when you heard the word that Miles Straw was going back to Columbus?
It was surprising. But then you think about it, and you're thinking, well, I mean, once you saw him clear waivers, then I guess it wasn't so surprising.
Sure.
But you did think, I mean, especially, you know, I guess they have center field candidates, but it was surprising just because he's so good defensively. And Tito was willing to put up with that, much because he had to, but still, he's such a good defender that, I mean, extra outfielder, okay, but yeah, the putting on waivers, that was a slightly surprising.
One thing that surprised me since all that happened, Chris, was Chris Antonetti, front office, saying we expect him to play a major role on this team in 2024. How? How's that going to happen? What's that going to happen?
I suppose that's just something to boost the guy's ego or be positive because he just got placed on waivers and he thought he was going to be the starting center fielder. I think that's just president speak. Not that Miles, I mean, if they're center fielder, Laureano, Florial, whoever it is, if they struggle, then certainly you could see Miles back because he is the better defender. If the guy in center is not going to hit, then you should probably have Miles Straw in center.
That makes perfect sense. Do you have a feel for what they're thinking with Kyle Manzardo this year, who has been sent down to AAA here to start the season?
I expect to see him at some point. It made sense. They all say it, players say it, everybody says it. Baseball's a business. It made sense when De Los Santos was going to make the roster, because they had to see what they had in this guy, you know, first couple months. At least that was the mindset when Manzardo first got sent down to the minors. But then you see De Los Santos doesn't make the roster. And, I mean, it's clearly a business move, but it's a head-scratcher because this is a team that really needs power. And you got a guy in AAA who could potentially provide that. So, yeah, when it happened and that De Los Santos was still around, okay, you know, you can use that excuse, but when he's not on the roster, that kind of goes out the window. And now it's just, oh, you sent this guy down because of service time.
I don't know. I look at what they have in the outfield now too, and DeLauder's the other one too that we kind of were like, huh, I wonder if he's going to get a shot or how soon he's going to get a shot. And I mean, you're going into the outfield with a guy that's never really played outfield before. So help me with that, will you?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a great thing when Stephen Kwan is clearly your best outfielder. He's a good leadoff hitter, you know, and stuff like that. But left field's usually a little bit more than that. And he'd be a nice complimentary outfielder for sure, starting outfielder. But when he's your best, that's an issue. And, yeah, I mean, at some point, if these guys struggle, if Florial struggles, if Will Brennan struggles again, I was actually surprised Will Brennan made the roster, to tell you the truth. But, yeah, I mean, if these guys struggle, you know, and you would expect them to struggle a little bit when you look at the outfield, who's going to be running out there. So you would hope they would be flexible, and it always comes down to are we contending? That's always, you know, if we'll do this, we'll do that. If we're contending, well, we saw last year that wasn't the case because they were contending and they still pulled the plug. So, the young guys are probably going to be up at some point. You just wish they maybe would have started the season.
Rocchio at shortstop, right move for now?
Yeah, why not? I mean, someone's got to out of that group's got to start. So why not give him a shot? And people have been wanting to see him there on a regular basis for a little bit now. So, yeah, he'll get the first shot. But as you know, he better not struggle, because they can certainly move Arias there, Tyler Freeman, things like that. So, I think it's all right that he's getting the first shot. Why not? You know, actually Arias got the first shot, but apparently he didn't do enough. So it's Rocchio's turn now, and who knows, maybe midway through the season, it'll be Tyler Freeman there.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Vogt's ready? I mean, I'm not sure. I'm excited for him. I think I'm happy for him. Everything I've heard is good, but he has no managerial experience. And tomorrow night, we'll find out for the first time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was just going to say, guys who their first year as a major league manager, I don't know a whole lot of those guys who have led their team to the postseason. I think that he has this advantage in being a rookie, not like just your everyday first time a major league manager. He kind of was like a manager towards the end of his playing career. So, I mean, he talked about how he'd sit in the dugout when he was injured and stuff like that, and just watch the manager, Bob Melvin, I guess was who it was. And, so I think that gives him a little edge over most first-year managers, is the fact that he was kind of like that, an assistant coach on the field in Oakland. So that'll help him a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, who knows? It's crazy to me that, guy was playing against some of these guys that he's managing right now 2 years ago.
You think Chase DeLauter makes his major league debut this year, Chris? Or do you think that they're just going to be patient, let him spend one more year refining his skills in the minors?
I think that I think Manzardo is a better shot of seeing him. Just because DeLauter hasn't even played at the AAA level. So, but you know what? I mean, if he starts the season at AAA, just tearing it up, then why not? They have to examine everything, because they don't have that team full of all-stars. So you got to take a look at everything, I would think. And if guys aren't producing, then why not give a young guy a shot,
Agreed.
Are you excited for the season? I don't think there's a whole lot of energy for the season right now. I mean, Chris, you've covered this team for a couple of years now. It's amazing how young you are for as many years as you've covered this team.
Really true.
It's truly amazing. But I'm just, are you excited? Like, I mean, or is it just exciting to say, okay, I've got, you know, we got the first one tonight, and then they're going to be home. The ballpark's going to be looking a lot different. I'm excited for that. I don't feel the energy right now. None.
No, I'm with you, you know, and I think some of that has to do with, and I know that they open at this time all the time, but March Madness, I think it's not great for baseball. You know, I mean, everybody's focused on March Madness right now. You know, you got to really be a baseball head to look past March Madness and say, hey, season opener in Oakland. But yeah, I think that there is some level of excitement because, like I said, I think they can win the division, and you know, it's baseball starting again. But I'm with you. I mean, I don't see everybody going crazy, and you know, they're not hanging their Guardians banners outside their houses these days.
That's a good point. All right, Chris. That's it, man. Next time we talk, the season will be underway. I mean, we're going to be so excited. It's going to be awesome.
7-game lead in the division.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking about how everyone's surprised. We're all pumped
for the season.
Let's go.
Let's get some energy. Let's go. You just got me pumped. Forget what I said. I am excited. Let's go.
I just brought you out. I got to go in there and give that speech. Nice. You need me on that wall.
That's what friends are for, Andy.
That's why you're the man. That's why you, my friend, are a great read. Thank you.
See you guys.
Talk to you later. Chris Austin, I will make sure you read him every day in the Chronicle Telegram. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That's right, the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. 216-474-0092 is the number to call in or hit us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.